RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It always makes me laugh when Rob will tell me something like 5 seconds before the segment starts. Why'd you tell me that then? It was funny to me. Rob, you know what, man? Rob was like, Carrington, start. He was like, wait, I know you're about to go off, but we got to do the Baker read first. Okay, but shout out to Baker University. They know that forever in our orange era, you know that. Now, today is your last day basically working for the year. You're just done for 2 weeks. I'm still going to be here next week, but you are not going to be here. You're taking more vacation time. So I want to play this for you, and I'm a little bit upset. I'm a little bit upset because I spent 2 hours planning a show and doing all of these things, and then the commissioner calls this thing, and now it's completely all of the work, all of the stats, all of the things that I looked up now just go into the ether. We can't talk about it. If you guys were listening to the show earlier this week, Rob came to me about 3 weeks ago. Rob told me that he really wanted to go to 1587 Prime. He really wanted to go. And Rob told me that he was having problems getting a reservation, and he came to me for help and said, oh, you know, you always know people. Can you help me out? And I said, you know what, Rob? I'll look out for you. So we put the word out here. I made a couple of calls, couple of connections. Next thing you know, I got Rob a premium reservation. I got him a Friday at 7 o'clock. And I told Rob that I would also, because he's my offensive lineman, I got to take care of him. I would give him $200 to go to 1587. He's like, oh, man, thanks. And I said, but wait, I want something for Christmas. Yeah, anything. What do you want? I said, I want you to say M-I-Z. And if you say M-I-Z, it's all yours. I'll transfer it to you right now. I told him I would do the Apple Pay right here on the show. He said, no, he couldn't do it. So you know what, Rob? For your last show, I want to play you something. I want to play you something as hit number one. I had to go to the real boss, Caroline Brenton.
This is ridiculous. The only thing that I asked you for Christmas is reservations at 1587. I have done literally everything else for Christmas. I have purchased all the gifts. I have wrapped them. I decorated while you sat there and watched a movie. I did all of the baking. I have done literally everything. And the singular thing keeping us from going is that you refuse to say M-I-Z on air. That is the dumbest thing that I have ever heard in my life. Just do it.
All right, Rob. I'm sorry I had to go behind your back.
When did you acquire this?
Don't worry about it. I got my connections.
You told me, hey, go in the room and call to try to get Ty Masterson on, and you were gone for like 10 minutes. What was
happening?
Don't
worry about it. I got my own connections. And we're going to play Mayor Quinn Lucas here coming up in a bit. Rob, now's the last chance. You either got to blank or get off the pot. I want you to play the Missouri fight song, and I want you to say, M-I-Z, your wife is on board. She's on board with it. She's fine with it. She wants to go to 1587, and you're letting pride get in your way. That's what's happening. That's the problem right now. So right now, in front of everybody, the 5 o'clock audience,
dude, it's a five is nasty work.
Segment of the day.
5 o'clock before the mayor is nasty
yeah,
work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Real nasty work.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to say M-I-Z right here in front of everybody, and we could be done with this. We can move on in our life. I'm asking for one thing for Christmas. That's it. It's free. I'm not asking you, oh, man, I saw these Jordans. I don't need that. You're my offensive lineman. I got to take care of you. You're my brother. You hold me down. You protect me. You're my Michael Orr. I just want one thing. I want you to say M-I-Z, and then we can move on. That's all I want.
Here's what I know. Pride cometh before the fall, and I will fall at Ocean Prime. No. Now, okay. In about 54 minutes, my life's not going to be great. It's not going to be elite. When I go home and I say, good news, honey, still no 1587. But that was right before the mayor on Stadium Newsday. That was foul work by you. Real foul.
I mean, that's what we were going to do, but we couldn't do it because all of this stuff happened. So, okay, I'm. You know what? I'm going to leave it be. You've made your decision. You've made your bed. You got to lay in it. You're like Missouri. You had a chance to vote yes. You didn't vote yes. And now you got to live with the consequences of it. Hit the button. Shout out to Baker University. And then I'll play our conversation with the mayor of Kansas City.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home. And now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Just sick work. Hits are brought to you by Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
When I called Caroline, she was like, is something wrong? Is Rob okay? I mean, kinda. I mean, something's wrong. Rob is not okay, but I don't want you to freak out. Because I didn't know if she knew. Maybe she doesn't listen to the show. I don't know. She's not a man between 25 and 54. I don't really care if she listens or not. Doesn't really help me that much if she listens or not. But if you're a man 25 to 54, listen all the time, please. We need more of you. That's I don't get. I didn't know. Maybe she hadn't heard. Maybe she didn't know. All right, I want to play this for you in its entirety. We had the mayor of Kansas City on the show earlier, Mayor Quentin Lucas, and our conversation started with, over the last 24 hours, what are the things that have been said that frustrate you the most? Because the perception is that the football team is moving to Kansas.
You know, I think, look, I understand politics. This is actually a business that I know better than sports. And so I get the incentive for someone who is running for governor of Kansas, who is not from the Kansas City Metro, to try to make a big name for themselves by putting out a release that then is almost immediately walked back by a state administrative agency, walked back by their own communications person, walked back by the leader of the Missouri House. I mean, I think if you were actually paying attention to the sequence yesterday, it was fascinating, right? Another radio station guy says, it's a deal. The Chiefs are going to be moving. It's going to be announced on Monday. Interesting, right? Then they, you know, finally say source is this guy. This guy says, yeah, it's done. And oh, by the way, the Royals are a rock solid deal too. And then you get all of these steps back where at the end of the day, this is like Carrington and God bless everybody. I know everybody's freaking out. What is different today than every other day where, remember, we've talked when it was definitely going to North Kansas City, right, when everything else was about to happen. The difference will be that there's this meeting on Monday. I think we'll all see what comes back from that. But, you know, I think that to suggest that there aren't actual ongoing negotiations in a place and that the teams would just be wasting their time with the Missouri side folks, I mean, either they're playing just an elaborate ruse, we are just some zipped arm fools, rules, or actually folks are just talking. And here's the thing, right? I guess I could have called you to try to place a story and be like, you know, extra, extra, Quint Lucas has this or that, but that's not the game I'm going to play because we're actually professionals. So I just encourage everybody to, you know, kind of, I mean, the process will continue. I think that it will continue for a little while longer, but we're all trying to make sure we get to a good solution sometime soon that's best for our community, our taxpayers, and our team.
I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that it is over. And you know, in this, perception becomes reality. I think the perception is that you guys lost. And if we are doing a Missouri gambling sports analogy, there's been a million commercials. I think Kansas is like minus 2,000 favorites in this thing. I think today, and we'll talk more about it specifically, I think we heard the Jackson County Commissioner basically give his "we lost" speech. And I'll tell you why I thought that. But just all of the movement just seems to be in that direction. And at least when it comes from the Missouri side, there just doesn't really seem to be any news or anything to grab onto that I think the public can say, hey, I feel good about the Chiefs staying on this side of state line.
You know, the only thing that I would say to that, and I've talked to the county executive, I think it was an interesting, I wasn't able to listen to the press conference, but, you know, he's sharing something that has been discussed for a little while now, I assume. I mean, I would push you again. What's the news that you have actually heard from Kansas? Like, straight up.
Well,
I guess I'm
with you. But to me, the news that you are hearing from Kansas, I think it is just more of a flow in how things are going. And I'm just going to tell you what my perception is. It's not me reporting. I believe that the Chiefs are going to Kansas on Monday with the intention of coming away with the deal. And I expect that sometime in the next 5 days, I expect that Kansas is going to do a victory tour of "we finally beat Missouri" and that the Chiefs are moving over here.
But what's the basis for that?
Well, them going
what's the basis for the news? There isn't actually news. That's what I'm wondering. What is the basis for the Chiefs are going to actually have a deal done with Kansas by December 31? Have you heard that from the Chiefs?
No.
Have you heard that actually from even confirming from the Legislative Coordinating Council, even the Kansas Department of Commerce, the group that actually is charged with negotiating the deal, put out a statement yesterday that said we don't have a deal. So I don't actually know what the news is. Now, I mean, if I were a different person, and part of me does kind of wonder, should I just play the game and divulge all confidences and be kind of like, hey, Carrington, look through all my emails and see all this stuff and see that there could be deals done in other places. I'm not going to do that because I don't actually think that's a professional way to do it. But this has been a process for years that has been in many ways built on a lot of bluster from folks. And I think you keep, not you, it's not personal, but I think a lot of people are just falling for it, right? And so it is because, and I hear you on perception, right? One person says it, then others say it, then they throw in a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with it, and then it just seems done. And then you're judging, right, the speech, and which is fair, of a guy who's been county executive for 2 months, who, by the way, right, I think had actually acquitted himself very well and clearly is talking to the teams. So what I might ask is, one, again, what's the actual news? Two, why would the Chiefs talk to him if they just playing?
Talking to Mayor Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. So I guess I'll ask you this. What do you think is coming out of Monday's meeting? Because I am going into it that I think Monday is a dotting the I's and crossing the T's. If I'm wrong, tell me that I'm wrong. But I think a lot of people also feel that way, too. You mentioned the meeting on Monday, and you say there hasn't been a lot of news. And I do agree with you in that. It has not been anything concrete. It has just been innuendo. It has been smoke. What do you expect to come out of Monday's meeting?
I expect that you are, you know, and look, and this is where I'm kind of, and I don't like to negotiate in public for that very reason, because frankly, I don't want to tip hands to anybody, but I don't think you have any more clarity on Monday after that meeting than you have today. And don't get me wrong. I know there will probably be some people who come out and say, look, we have got, you know, the deal is very close, all that sort of stuff. I'm not sure it becomes more clear. Maybe it does. But, you know, all I'll say is conversations never ended. I think that there are ongoing, robust conversations for those of us who are Missouri side actors. And I don't think everybody's just wasting time. And I don't think you have to trust me. Look at the statement released on social media from the Kansas Department of Commerce. And so, you know, I don't know why you would even have all of this and kind of, you know, wait if you had a deal to announce. Since the LCC, that committee, is like, what, five or six people. If they had a deal ready to announce today, I am certain that they wouldn't have to wait for a special day in Topeka. They could go to somewhere nice. You hire your press people. You do your setup. You find a good firm. You do a great rollout. I've been part of those before. And I don't think I've seen that happen. I haven't seen indications of that. And I think we continue to have very robust conversations in terms of ways that we think the teams can remain.
Let's talk about the press conference here, and maybe I can just speak on it a little bit differently than you can speak on it. I don't think it was a good press conference. And the argument that I would make is, and you and I have been in the barbershop before, usually the person that gets kind of mad and upset and defensive is usually the person that is losing the argument. I think that the press conference today was a side that feels like it is losing control in this and felt like they had to call a press conference to get back some of the control. That's my perception of the press conference. What was your
Yeah, I would give you this, right? I don't think it would be the side that's losing control. You noted that, first of all, the whole team wasn't in the press conference. You didn't necessarily see some of the others, but I think the it's fair to say, yeah, you're trying to, in some way, alter the narrative. I mean, it's an interesting balance in the world, and I think I push my balance more on the, I trust the relationships I've built with folks over 7 years, I trust the negotiations that we have, and I trust some confidential and hopefully sometime public discussions to be my guide on where we are. And I'd say I'm sitting here, and I'm not freaking out. I'm not actually really that exceedingly concerned. I'm a big boy, so I understand that teams are going to do what's best for them. I think that's fair. But I think that Kansas City very much is, if not strongly in the consideration, I'd even argue in the lead for a number of different reasons, including some of the financial details, some of which were discussed in today's press conference. I do agree, I think, with the underlying sentiment of County Executive Lavoda, who I think lives in the world that we do, which is that a lot of people are saying a whole bunch of stuff. He's getting a whole lot of questions. I'm getting folks asking questions too. Half the people think I actually am Frank White, right? I mean, it's been an interesting sort of discourse over however long. And I think the only difference between him and me is I have been through this cycle 1,000 times before. Carrington, I bet 10 to 1, we talked right after the Starbonds passed. And if you remember, right, the narrative probably on that day, it would have been in June of 2024, was the Chiefs are gone. What comes next? Oh, my goodness, how'd y'all screw it up? A year passed. Nothing. Right? A year and a half, basically, is where we are now. And we're in the same place. So, look, if it was a rock-solid deal, there are ways those things evidence themselves, and those ways aren't just the two radio guys put it out there and then a guy running for governor is issuing releases that then get walked back right after. A guy who won't talk to you before, which is interesting, actually, but will talk to you Tuesday to be able to get it. And what is that? I'll talk to you after something's done, too, and give you my take and be able to cover it.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas. One tone that I got from the press conference earlier is that Kansas has a bad plan. I mean, one of the things that the Jackson County Commissioner came out to say is that Kansas doesn't have the money, basically doesn't know how to maintain the stadium. Can you communicate to us what makes it a bad plan for the Chiefs, why the Chiefs shouldn't take this plan, or what you think the flaws in the plan are?
His point is likely relating to, and it's always foolhardy to speak to some others. You know, I think that what he's talking about is the ongoing maintenance. The Jackson County sales tax has continued to support maintenance, which is why the facilities actually are in as strong a shape as they are. And so that is largely, I think, what he is trying to describe. But here's the deal. I think that, you know, regardless of what you heard out of a press conference or another, I think the core point that you likely heard was he's still talking to people and he's still talking to the team. And why is the team, and he's talking to them about financial support as it relates to the stadium and all the leaders in the region. And these are things that have already been conveyed to the teams. My view coming out of all of that is that that actually is in many ways the discussion. It'd be a totally different thing if everybody was sitting around and saying, I ain't heard a thing, right? And I would actually view it as if we were totally silent and didn't know anything, then you'd be kind of like, oh, wow, what's happening? But chats continue. We continue doing our day jobs. And frankly, I think we'll continue to be a part of this conversation until it's resolved. I'll give you this, though. I expect it to be resolved fairly soon. The direction at which it's resolved is an open question, because not only do you have, of course, this kind of deadline that's already been extended once out of Kansas, but if it is to go on the ballot soon, I believe that something needs to be determined by about January 20th to 24th in Jackson County to see if you're moving forward there.
I'll get you out of here with these last two questions. Question number one is, I don't know how fair or unfair this is going to be, but you and I both live in the same world and see social media. If the Chiefs or Royals move across state line, people are going to attribute that to you and say that you failed. Do you think that is a fair criticism that people will have?
You know, here's the thing, right? I signed up for the job, for the good things and the bad things. So I got to be in the parades. I've gotten to do a lot of stuff. I also take the flag for things sometimes I have nothing to do with. I am really not worried what they think about me. I think we have a great city. It's growing. It's attracting great events. We're taking care of the people. Frankly, we're building a lot of affordable housing, something nobody may care about here. And we're attracting, like, huge events, including one at Arrowhead Stadium coming up in 6 months. And so, you know, I'm not here worried about that. What I'm more interested in is how do we make sure that one of the greatest facilities in football and in the sports in the world, which is why FIFA, of all the places they could have gone, right, picked this out of one of 11 markets in the United States. I'm building that up and making sure that they continue to play there, and building up the fact that after 25 years of improvement in downtown Kansas City, from the moribund place that you and I knew when we were kids, we need to continue that momentum with a stadium downtown. It's not about borders to me. It's actually not about states. I like Kansas. I work for the University of Kansas. I get a Kansas State paycheck. My wife is from there. Got no beefs with them. I do want to make sure, however, that we actually have stadiums where they belong. Arrowhead Stadium is a unique, exceptional venue on the scale of Lambeau Field or Wrigley Field. Everybody knows that. That's why there's so much passion in this. That's why people are actually tagging me on social media all upset, because they want Arrowhead to stay. I think the Chiefs hear that. We certainly hear that on the Missouri side. And I think we've conveyed a very clear offer that's a better one, a more firm one, in connection with making sure they do, no matter the noise, no matter the bluster that you're hearing from the Wizard of Oz right now.
Last question here. I think this is over. This is just my opinion. Nobody has told me this. I think this is over. I think in 10 years, so we are fast forward to 2035, I believe that the Chiefs are going to be playing in one of the nicest football stadiums in the world, out by the Legends, out in Wyandotte County. Where do you think the Chiefs are going to be 10 years from now?
10 years from now, the Chiefs will be playing at Arrowhead Stadium. One man's SoFi Stadium is another man's Edward Jones.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you do that when you say Arrowhead Stadium. You're talking about Arrowhead Stadium in Missouri at the Truman Sports Complex? Are you saying Arrowhead Stadium in Wyandotte County? Because I also think that that stadium will be called Arrowhead Stadium, too.
Okay. They will be playing at the place that we know today as Arrowhead Stadium and will know in the future as Arrowhead Stadium. I went to college in St. Louis. I went to school near a dome that was 10 years old. It got one, count it, one Final Four, and is now vacant. So I'm actually not one who believes that, you know, this whole idea of a dome is a panacea. It costs about $2 billion more than everything else that we're talking about, and more than that, right? I think if you actually have built up a brand, they are filming movies at Arrowhead Stadium. There are people who take trips like it's a mecca to Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs Kingdom is prominent everywhere, and the stadium is a big part of it. You don't just build into cavernous new dome of some who knows expense and tear that all down. And this isn't actually just me wishful thinking. I think actually when you talk about it, it relates to the money too, right? What's your better expenditure? If you're the team, do you want to spend an extra $1.5 billion, $2 billion to get something that may be inferior to what you have today? Or do you spend, frankly, not nearly that much with $1 billion of government support to continue to have a crown jewel in football? We've continued to share that. I think our numbers are more firm. Our conversations have never ended. I think the legacy is a key and important part of it. And frankly, I think when you break it down, and I'm not supposed to ask you questions, and when you ask yourself, what is the actual news item in the last 24 hours that's changed? I don't see what it is.
That part, you and I 100% agree. I don't think there has been a news item per se. I don't think there has been news. I just think it is a culmination of everything. I think it has been the last 30 days. I think it's been all the conversation about the Royals and 119th and all. I think it is the Chiefs are going to be present. I think it's Kansas popping a wheelie. I just think right now there is a lot of momentum in one direction, and there's not really a lot of momentum in another direction. Like, I'm saying this as somebody who voted yes. I'm saying this as somebody that lives in Jackson County. I just don't know why I should believe you that the Chiefs are going to stay in Missouri. Nothing has happened over the last 60 days to make me feel that way.
Now, let me tell you something. You're a journalist. You can file a sunshine request on all my stuff. Now, we probably won't give it to you because contract negotiations, but nonetheless, you could. I got strong confidence. Chats never ended. All types of discussions continue. The finances are still a key part of all of it. But if you are actually looking at the steps, one, you have said, and I would say this to anybody, part of the reason I'm talking to you today, that this is all smoke, right? There's no news. The one guy who kind of made news has a number of reasons to be fully self-interested, which I do too, in fairness. So you have a guy in Kansas who says, yeah, they're definitely coming. All right, fine. I'll be the guy in Missouri who says they're definitely coming. And something that needs to be resolved soon. And frankly, where both sides are being talked to. So for me, I would continue to say the money makes better sense here. I'll ask you this question too, which nobody ever talks about with domes and all that sort of stuff. What tours actually fill up stadiums this big? I encourage anybody, go pull up what Ford Field had last year. I did this exercise the other day. What did they have in the dome in Detroit that's different than what we had? They had like a Michigan State marching band competition. Most of your shows, your big shows, are going to be in the summer. You'll have a lot of the same stuff. So anyway, on this whole idea that you make all this extra money, I'm not sure. And then do you think somebody's going to spend an extra $2 billion or so of their own money for something that can be inferior to what they have today? Missouri's put together a good offer. The state of Missouri, the city of Kansas City have put real money in, even notwithstanding a vote in Jackson County. And I think that's something that relates to both teams. And why are you hearing a lot of people talking? Because you got a peacock if you want to steal something. That's the idea. But I'm actually not concerned. I'm sitting here fairly comfortable with where we are, the relationships we have, the negotiations we have. But I will say who will make the news and who will break the news. It ain't going to sneak up on Twitter or on this 7 a.m. hour of a radio show. It's going to be something that you see actually firmly announced, and you will not see that on Monday.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. He was on the show earlier today. If you missed any part of it, be sure to check it out on the podcast page. Let's open up the phone lines for the rest of the evening. 913-586-7965. You heard my position. You heard the mayor of Kansas City's position. I want to hear yours. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
We got time to take phone calls here, 913-586-7965. I want to play for you guys some cuts. This is from Phil Lavoda. He is the Jackson County Commissioner. So this used to be Frank White back in the day. Then he got his job recalled, and now we have a new Jackson County Commissioner. Here he is, emphatic that a deal is not done in the state of Kansas.
And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan and the Chiefs. We talked yesterday. We talked today. And he has told me there is no done deal.
I don't believe that a deal is done either. I do not believe that. I do not believe today that the Chiefs and the state of Kansas have a signed 100% ironclad agreement. I believe on Monday, that's what they are going to Topeka to do. I think they are going to Topeka as a formality of we are moving forward. And I believe that next week we will find that out and it will be official that the Chiefs will speak out. It won't be this radio host and this radio host or this news report. I believe we hear from the Chiefs about all of this. I believe that the Chiefs are moving forward with the state of Kansas to build a state-of-the-art stadium. I think the stadium is going to be amazing. I don't think I'm breaking any new ground here. I think it's going to be cool to get the Final Four. It's going to be cool to get WrestleMania. It's going to be cool to get one Super Bowl. I don't think we're getting four or five of them. I think we get one. Detroit got one with the new stadium. Minnesota got one with the new stadium. Nashville is about to get one with the new stadium. At some point in the next 15 years, Kansas City is going to host a Super Bowl. It will be a lot of fun. It will be cool. And I'm just a big believer that to me, the Arrowhead experience is not once you purchase a ticket and walk in the stadium. I think it is when you buy a parking pass and hang out in the parking lot. That's the Arrowhead experience. When people come in from out of town and they talk about how cool it is to go to a Chiefs game, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about you guys in the parking lot. And I don't think that's changing. It's going to be different. I guess that's a change in theory. But you are the experience. You're still going to the games, right? You're still taking the bus out there. You're still lining up at 6 a.m. for a Sunday night football game to be in the parking lot. It's going to be incredible, their new stadium. So it's different. And I don't know what this means for Jackson County. I don't know what this means for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. I'm also here to tell you that's not my job to figure out. That's their job to figure out. What my job is to talk about is the stadium, and the stadium is going to be amazing. It is going to be one of the greatest football venues in the world. And the Chiefs understand their brand, and their brand is you in the parking lot. That's why people come from around the country. That's why people come from around the world. They come from around the world to smell the parking lots. And y'all still going to be barbecuing out there, right? So, yeah. Rob. Hi, oh, you're on the phone. This just hit me a second ago. All right, I'll take this phone call and then I'll tell Rob. This is why I know they're not going to put a dome over the stadium. I just hit me. All right, I'll tell you this in a minute. Rob's on the phone. I can't do it. I got to talk to Carl in the meantime. Carl, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. Yeah, I think we're kind of ignoring the big element of this all is these owners, they're in it for the free dollars. And the offer from Kansas is 70% to pay for it from Starbonds. I mean, from what I understand, it's just like an area that they designate to say, hey, all the sales tax and revenue from this specific area, if you decide to shop there, will go toward funding up to 70% of a new $3 billion stadium. There's a couple of issues with that. We don't got to get into that. But that 70%, let's just keep it there. Missouri, the whole state of Missouri has agreed to 50% with local support. Just like I agree with Mayor Lucas, I mean, if you get local support, which you can't really have agreed upon or disagreed upon until April of 26, I don't see billionaires who are after money, free money, stepping away from something that could be 100% funded versus a possible 70. So I'll just keep it there, just keep it with the money. So I don't think that you'll hear anything other than we're close or we're getting closer Monday. But, of course, I could be wrong, too. So.
No, you're right. Carl, really quickly, though. I guess right now, if I had to, let's say I gave you a free $100, I gave you a free bet. In 10 years, right, where are the Chiefs playing, in Missouri or Kansas?
Me, because I'm from Missouri, I would want them to stay where they are. But, I mean, I think this is really going to be dependent on how the vote goes in April of 26. I mean, if there's another – we're all going to get a shot, right? I voted yeah, just like you, even with the bad plan. But I think now that Phil is in there versus Frank, I think we're underscoring the conversation that are having with the teams where Frank White didn't have this at all. And for him to put out this proposal or this plan today underscores how much different things are. And you think about 2 years ago, there was no 50% from Missouri. It was just 3/8 in sales tax. We don't know where it's going. We don't know what's going to pay for. I think it'll just be much different, this time around. I mean, normally with these stadiums, you get more, you get a second time to vote for it, which I think will happen. I just don't see billionaires walking away from potentially not having to spend hardly anything, but, the $400 million, which is a drop in the bucket to them.
Yeah, which and I'm with you, and they can easily find a way to figure out that $400 million. Like, if they got to put up the $400 million, trust me, they're passing some of that off to us with a personal seat license. I just think that's coming for the Chiefs one way or the other. I appreciate the phone call. Rob, this just hit me. You want to know how I know they're not getting a dome on their stadium? You think that Clark Hunt has given up flyovers? I'm just saying.
To be fair, to your point about retractable roof, though, I get your point. He could have retractable. He could have Final Four and flyovers at the roof retracts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm talking about a dome.
So pure dome.
I'm talking about a dome state. I'm talking about having what the Raiders have. Raiders do not have a retractable roof. They have a dome over it. I want the Chiefs to build a retractable roof. I think that outdoor football has to be a part of their plan. And they have a lot of plans. We want this and we want this. Outdoor football has to be a part of their plan. I think that is part of the advantage of being in Kansas City is the weather. I'm not saying that's the only advantage. I mean, you were better than the Dolphins, but the weather certainly played a part in it in helping you win that game. Yes, I think that outdoor football has to be a part of it. And I just find it hard to believe that Clark, who grew up, you are not taking flyovers away from Kansas Cityans. You're already changing a lot. You're telling me the Chiefs will never have another flyover in 2030? I'm not buying it. I don't believe it. I do not believe it. And they're not doing it over the stadium, which nobody can see, and showing it on the Jumbotron in the stadium. No, they are not doing that. They're going to have outdoor football, in my opinion, in some capacity. We can keep taking you guys' phone calls on the other side. I also want to talk about the college football playoff. We got a game coming up later today between Oklahoma and Alabama. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Rob, I got a little bit of a beef with you, big dog. You know you my mans. Why didn't you tell me what the Jackson County Commissioner was wearing today? Why didn't you tell me that? We'd have talked about that a lot. I just now saw it on Facebook. Why didn't you tell me that? That man was wearing a Kansas City Monarchs jacket while he was doing all this.
Yeah, it looked like a Monarchs.
Oh, he definitely lost.
I don't say warm up jacket, but like a little, you know, pullover jacket. Yeah.
That man was wearing a Kansas City Monarchs jacket with a shirt and tie, and you want me to think the teams are staying? That was that, hey, do you remember the times? That's what that was. That was in the middle of the breakup, you showing her a picture. Hey, you remember when we had so much fun? Why are you wearing a Kansas City Monarchs jacket while doing this? Oh, I wish you had told me this. We'd have talked about this at 4 o'clock. They lost. Come on now. What are we doing here? I'm even more convinced they're losing that he did that.
He at one point had...
I'm just thinking about it. You didn't go to work with that on. You had a regular suit jacket on from Men's Warehouse. For this press conference, you grabbed the Negro Leagues, Kansas City Monarchs. Come on now, you're losing. I've never been more convinced that the teams are moving than when I saw that picture.
I will say this. That's not even the goofiest thing I felt happened. He had a little placard of the money that's going to be allocated to keep the Chiefs, and he had it whited out of how much money the county will give them because, quote, I don't want the people in Kansas to know.
Brian, they ain't worried about you. We don't want the people in Kansas to know the numbers. Man, they are not worried about you. That's funny. Let's take Jake's phone call. I don't want Jake to just be on hold while we're sitting here yapping. Jake, how you doing, man? This is the last call Rob's going to take in 2025. He's not working anymore for the rest of the year. He doesn't come back till like mid-January.
Oh, we got a part-timer, huh?
Yeah, for sure. We got a part-timer. Jake, I'm here. He's not here.
Bro, I know. I listen to you every day. One love, man.
I appreciate you.
Hey, it's funny because there's a lot of people who I think are on Missouri's side after this whole plead for attention is what I've seen it. I've seen it as, oh, we're about to be very irrelevant for the rest of eternity, so let me have one last shot at, like, saying that we have a shot at it, I guess, is what I took from it. But here's the funniest thing about it, man. Everything that should matter about it's really getting overlooked. And when I listen to Mayor Quentin Lucas talk about how he feels so good about it and he's very confident and he likes the relationships, you know, that's kind of BS to me too. And, you know, I was in sales for a while. And the number one thing I know is that when someone's trying to withhold information, it usually is because they're not in the upper hand of the conversation or the negotiation.
And
Jake, I'm 100% with you, man. Happy holidays. I mean, that's exactly how I feel. I mean, everything you just said there is how I feel, Jake. You said it perfectly. I can't even add to anything you're saying. 100%.
I respect the mayor for coming on and the whole deal. But when he said you could, you know, probably press me on a sunshine law to see my emails, but we would block it. So what's the point?
He did say that. He did say that. He was like, I mean, I'll show you my stuff. I mean, I'm in the middle of negotiating a new contract. I mean, you probably couldn't. What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about? He also thought he was slick with that. They'll be playing at Arrowhead Stadium. Nah, man, I ain't letting you out of that. Where is Arrowhead Stadium? You ain't fooling me. This ain't my first rodeo. All right, I have a very quick college football thought. I know we talked a lot of stadium today. I wish we had talked more college football. That's just not how the show went today.
You don't have a Breshard Smith take in the show?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't have an Issa Pole take. I really didn't. All right. It is obvious that Alabama is going to win today. Obvious. I don't know how everybody doesn't see this. These two teams played already. Alabama had 23 first downs. Oklahoma had 12. Alabama had 406 total yards of offense. Oklahoma had 212. Alabama threw for 326 yards. Oklahoma threw for 138 yards. Alabama outrushed Oklahoma. Oklahoma committed more penalties than Alabama did. Oklahoma controlled time of possession. They had three turnovers. That's how they lost. That's how they lost. They had two fumbles. They had an interception on their final drive when they're trying to win the game. That's how they lost. It is obvious to me that Alabama is the better team out of these two teams. I expect Alabama to go on the road and win today because of that fact. I don't trust Oklahoma and their 13-point-per-game offense to really do a whole lot today. And Kalen DeBoer, he really needs this one. I know they made the playoff. If you missed it last year and you lost four games this year and then lost in the first round of the playoff against, in my opinion, an inferior opponent, it's not going to be a fun offseason for him. It's just really not going to be that. So I think Alabama's going to win today. I think Alabama's going on the road, and I think they're pulling off the upset. Somebody says, Rob, it was nice to know you. If you're not going to take your lady to 1587, this just isn't your last show in 2025. It's your last show, period. Rob, you know you're my guy. I care about you, man. We'll see you on the other side. I will be back on Monday, Tuesday. We'll see how the rest of the week plays itself out, but I am going to be back here on Monday. Gosh, I can't wait to break down this preseason game with you guys. I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.